Let's talk with Janet this morning from Littleton, Colorado. And her hands get red and itchy after she eats. And she's got a bunion on one foot. Are you there, Jen?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm going to tell you right away. First of all, tell me how old you are and how much you weigh.
Unfortunately, I weigh 196 and gaining every day, and I am 56 years old.
Okay, well, you realize that when you go to menopause, or you're within 10 years of menopause, and that's definitely you, you sign up for a 28-pound weight gain on average. So, you know, if you want to unsign yourself up, I would recommend you get on some kind of support for progesterone, either something like our progesterone cream, or better yet, maybe you get on the rejuvenation cream, because they both have the progesterone, but the Rejuve cream also has DHEA and pregnenolone. So it delivers much more muscle to get the body back to a good balance, and also gives a good sense of well-being. So it's that's one step I would take right away. Let's talk a little bit more about the bunion, though, okay? Because the bunion, to me, always means that you've somehow managed to injure your low back, your tailbone, many, many years ago, almost for sure, or through bone loss, there's been a deformity or change in the sacral or the tailbone area, and so now the weight that is distributed to the feet has shifted. So the compensation made is the bunion, okay? And so America is hell-bent on cutting off the bunion. I'm here to tell you that it won't work. It's just going to grow right back. What we've got to do is support the arches of the feet and to do something, even the simplest thing, to support those arches so that we're not struggling with the imbalanced weight distribution. And so that would be step one. Step two, you can get a device called a hang-up to reset, if you will, the low back and tailbone so that the weight will once again be properly distributed. Now, while you're doing that, I usually recommend you get some sort of arch support. If you go over to a Target or any place like this, you can pick up something called a walk fit and just use the lowest setting and use that to support the arches while you're working on getting that tailbone back to it and sacrum back to where it belongs. And what I would also be concerned is that there may be some bone loss going on here as well for you, Janet. And also, so if there is bone loss, then you'd get the roll of pH paper, you'd check your first morning urine pH, and you want to force it back to the 6-4-7 ozone. And if you have difficulty, you can just escalate in your support. But my guess would be your first and most important step is to get to be sure you can digest your food. So you'd get on a couple of Quantum Digest at the start of meals. Then the end of the meals, you would have the all-important HCL detox kit. And at your age and weight, about 6 HCL and about 3 Activator end of the meal. Now you should be digesting the way you were in your 20s, and you should observe that if you had plaque on your teeth, it's not going to form anymore. You're going to notice little things like you're stronger, you need less sleep, maybe a little bit of the weight at the gut goes away. Just everything good starts happening. I got to get out of here, so just stay on the line, you guys. I'll cover you all later.